T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Text or write at 870-870. Find me a better story in all of college sports better than Chris Reed. Totally agree. Ronnie Ranch joining us now, CEO and president of Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, also LSU, former LSU pitcher. Ronnie, before you came on, I was just talking about the amazing story of Chris Reed this year. It is, to me, the best story in all of college baseball. Would you agree?
100%. I call it the Austin Bain train story of 2019, because the Reed story and the Austin Bain story from last year are two of the best you'll ever hear. Of course, remember, Bain was a senior. He was a pitcher. He never had an at-bat in his college career at LSU. Due to injury and whatnot, they moved him to second base, and all he did was hit over 300 for the year and lead the SEC in doubles. That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm looking at Chris Reed, and I'm going, here's a guy that was cut, right, and then told, we don't need you anymore. And they've always been trying to get rid of him, if you think about it. There's always been the knock of, you know, he's not fast enough, he's slow of foot, he's not nimble enough at third base. But the guy just goes out there and says, okay, fine, I took my lumps, you cut me, I'll come back, and I'm going to lead the team in on-base percentage at .510. I'll be near the tops of the team in overall hitting .359. It's just a story that you go, how does this happen? How does a guy sit out of baseball, do nothing, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks before the season, picks up a bat and all of a sudden finds himself in the everyday lineup? And I think he's there to stay, Ronnie.
Oh, he's 100% there to stay. You know, it's one of those situations where I hate the 35-man roster limitation rule that went into effect in 2009, back when LSU won its first 5 national championships. They didn't have that. There were years where we carried 38, 39, maybe 40 guys on a roster, and of course you redshirt a few of them. But what it does is it handcuffs teams, and each coach has a different, you know, mentality on how they handle it. Some will go into the fall with more than 35 guys and be transparent and say, look, guys, some of y'all aren't going to be here, you know, and you know, we may cut you, or we may send you to junior college or whatever come the beginning of the next season. Others, like Paul Maneri, they don't like to do that. They prefer to have, you know, a 35-man roster and not have to get into the ugly game of pushing people out over the holidays. So that's what they did to Chris Reed. They basically told him in August, hey, look, we got too many bodies. You know, we feel like we got other people that are going to play over you. And they agreed to let him kind of just walk away and be a student. Well, then 2.5 weeks before the first game, with injuries and people transferring and everything else, Paul Maneri put out some feelers. He was open-minded to come back. They had a meeting. They aired out some differences. They talked about how it was going to be moving forward. Chris Reed agreed. And he went from being a, hey, let's put him on the team as a backup, to now he's going to start. And I agree with you, Christian. He's not going anywhere.
Ronnie Rantz, CEO and president of Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, at @sports_shorts, former LSU pitcher as well. Why that handle on Twitter, Ronnie?
Well, I started Sports Shorts TV and radio in 2011. You know, it's a weekly radio and TV show in the Baton Rouge area every Saturday morning, 10 to noon on ESPN Radio in Baton Rouge. So that's why we call it that.
I got you. Okay. Ronnie, looking ahead for LSU, it was a heart attack game last night, one in which Chris Reed, surprise, surprise, came up with a clutch two-out double to the wall that played it a run. And then Daniel Cabrera walks off Nichols. And for a team, you tell me, for a team that has been in this many one-run games, they're 7-1 in run games this year, what does that do for a team's confidence later in the season, perhaps the SEC tournament or a regional, where they're down and are playing a one-run nip-and-tuck kind of game? They can draw back on that experience.
100%. I agree in that it helps you not to have the panic mode. But I'll say this, you know, without getting too excited about the fact that they are 7-1 in those one-run games, I'd like to see them do it on the road, right? Mm-hmm. I think that's more value, because let's face it, you got to do it at the SEC tournament. You got to do it in Omaha. That's away from the box. You may have to play a super regional away from the box, depending on how your season goes. So some of your bigger games, and of course, we're going to talk about this weekend, but a lot of your big, if you're going to be a great team, you got to win away from the box. Right now, the Tigers, I believe, are 0-4 or something like that.
Yeah, they're 0-4
away from the box. So let's win some one-run games on the road. That'll mean more.
Ronnie, a tough task for LSU on the road against Georgia, the fifth-ranked team in the country, coming off their sweep of South Carolina. They're 19-2, 13-1 at their home ballpark. And I almost feel like, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer here, but if LSU can get one out of three against the Bulldogs, that's not necessarily the damning loss that you might think it is, because they swept Kentucky, they would still be almost on pace with that 4-2 SEC record, where you're going two out of the three, you're winning two out of three in SEC series.
Listen, don't judge this LSU team over the next two weekends, because I agree with you, it could be ugly. They've got to go at Georgia and then at Mississippi State. And I personally agree with you. If they go one out of two each of those two weekends, and they come back 2-4 on that six-game road swing, they're 5-4 overall, basically a third through the SEC schedule. And then they get some games at home, and, you know, they can, again, you're not going to be a whole lot above 15-15. I mean, you know, this team may win 17 games, 18 games in the SEC, and that'll be enough to be a regional host site. But this weekend, super tough. You are going to see major league arms galore from Georgia. Oh, by the way, they got a new assistant coach, Mitch Gaspar, that's on that staff over there at Georgia, former Alabama head coach and former college coach at Northwestern State and others. But this team is loaded, and they are playing as well as anybody. And quite frankly, LSU's still finding itself right now.
What do you read of the pitching staff? Ronnie has a former pitcher that struggled early on with command, but it seems like they've settled in here. And Matthew Beck has done well. Devin Fontenot, I think, out of the bullpen, he's their best arm, even better than Todd Peterson right now.
100%. I think Paul Maneri has more, confidence in Fontenot, Devin Fontenot, than anybody really on that team. I mean, but I like the idea to keep him in the bullpen. He's not really a starter, but he's so dynamic right now. He's been very good his last four or five outings. He's your safety valve, right? He's your win the game, or if we're tied, you know, we can't give up anymore. Put him in right now, and he's a shutdown guy. But they've got a lot to still work out. I mean, the command is up and down. You know, Peterson gave up a homer last night. He's had three bad outings this year. We never thought he'd have three bad outings for the season. That's your closer, so you're still a little hit or miss there. Zach Hess, best outing of the year last week, but he still walked four and intentionally walked another two. So big, they got to continue to throw strikes. They're working on it. AB's doing a great job, but they need to get some guys back healthy. And, you know, they still aren't out of the weeds. I mean, you're going to see a totally different LSU team, I believe, a month from now than you do right now.
Ronnie, looking ahead to Georgia, obviously, and Zach Hess, he did have his best outing. We've got about 90 seconds here. But if there's a concern for me, he's a high-stress pitcher, and he throws a lot of pitches in ball games, and I just wonder how that's going to affect him when you get into May and perhaps June for a regional and super regional.
Yeah, but I think we're just going to have to live with it. He's not going to change, right? I mean, we've been seeing this for 3 years. We know he's a reliever, and he'll pitch in the big leagues as a reliever. But for LSU, they need him to be a starter. He went through 117 pitches last week in seven innings. That's what you're going to get from him. He's never going to be a 90-pitch, seven-inning guy. But he does pitch only once every 7 days. So, I mean, that's plenty enough time to recover and just max effort out a six, seven-inning performance. And I think it's going to be a little ugly at times, but they're going to have to just live with it.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is, and there's just rare are the efficient 9 or 10-pitch innings from Zach Hess.
They are – they're about as rare as a salad on my order form at a restaurant.
Ronnie Rands, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for the insight.
My pleasure, Chris.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.